Hi everyone, my name is Linda Manila and I work at Linköping University in Sweden. At the time of writing this paper, I was also working at the Department of Media at the School of Arts, Design and Architecture at Aalto University in Espoo, Finland. The name of the paper is Digitally Competent Schools, Teacher Expectations when Introducing Digital Competence in Finnish Basic Education. So the background for the paper is that Finland got a new national curriculum in 2014, and it was rolled out in fall 2016. I've been involved in quite a lot of teacher training efforts and different kinds of projects. And in all of these initiatives, we've also done quite a lot of evaluation. And this paper builds on an analysis of 86 Finnish teachers' answers to open-ended questions on what they see as a digitally competent school and also as a digitally competent personnel. So what are the requirements according to teachers when implementing the new curriculum, which introduces digital competence as a cross-curricular theme? The paper builds on a framework including schools as learning organizations and the TPAC framework. Digitalization is not only about technology, but it's also a lot about doing things in new ways. So change is a very important aspect of digitalization. So viewing schools as learning organizations when implementing this new curriculum was seen as part of the framework we needed to work with. The other part, the TPAC model, or technology, pedagogical and content knowledge, was also important because if we look at how digitalization has been covered in schools, first we had technology. Then we decided, oh, we have the computers, but we also need to know what to do with them. So we need to use them in pedagogically sound ways. And now we introduce digital competence in a way that we also need to look at technology or the digital competence thing from a content perspective. So what is the new content we need to cover? So with this framework, we then performed the analysis of the open-ended questions or the open-ended answers. We ended up in 11 themes. Based on these 11 themes, we have created a checklist which can be used, for instance, by school leaders who are to drive change at their local school to see that, okay, what are the teacher expectations when it comes to introducing digital competence in their everyday teaching.